Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Pastor Dean Judkins along with Pastor Charlie Sims of Holy Ghost Fire Church. Charlie, it's good to have you back from the state of Florida. We missed you and didn't realize how much it means with two people doing the show instead of one. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We're back. We unwound today, so we're feeling a lot better. It was a reasonably good trip where we were just tired.
All right, we've got Sister Lori Ann Morton. She's on the other line. Let's introduce her here. Hello and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Dean Judkins. Is this Sister Lori?
It is. Hi, Pastor Dean. It's
hey,
nice to be able to talk
to you. Yeah. Pastor Charlie, this is Sister Lori Ann Morton. Lori, that's Pastor Charlie on the other line with us.
Glad to meet you, Lori.
Charlie, how are you? It's nice
Good.
To meet you, too.
All right, so for those of you who are going to be listening tonight, we're going to be talking with our dear sister in Christ, one that I've chatted with several times on Facebook. We've sent her a prayer cloth, and she is going to give a testimony and her story about what she had to go through and how God has dealt with her and how he's working with her and shown her different things. So without further ado, Lori, every once in a while, we may interrupt just to ask a question, and there's a little bit of a delay when we do the radio, so it'll seem like we're interrupting
okay.
you, but it's just a delay. But why don't you go
okay.
ahead and start by introducing who you are and the story of the testimony that you have for us today.
Okay. I'm Lori Morton, and I live in Naples, Maine, and I found out in early spring of 2016 that I had stage 2B invasive ductal carcinoma, breast cancer. And so, of course, that was a shock. actually, I did a self-exam, as most of us do, and I thought, well, I'll go in and have it checked. So I did. My doctor told me that the good thing about it was moving, the lump was moving, so she didn't have that much concern. So she goes, but we can set you up for a mammogram if you would like. So I said, okay. So a few weeks later, waiting for that mammogram, I noticed that the lump started to shrink for whatever reason. So I thought, okay, this must be a cyst because I've had them before. So I called my doctor and I canceled, which was a big mistake, because as the months went on, the lump started to grow back the other way. And then so this time I had to set up a mammogram, and which was another mistake, because when they squish your breast with a tumor in it, and especially if it's cancer, it spreads the cancer. But at the time I didn't know this. This was all research that I had done after I did the mammogram. So after I did the mammogram, the lady who did it did not talk to me. She acted kind of funny, and I knew you had that feeling that that she saw something that wasn't good. So she said, I'll be back. She went to see the doctor. The doctor said that he wanted to do an ultrasound. They did the ultrasound, and I got a call days later saying they wanted to do a biopsy. So they did the biopsy, and the biopsy came back saying I had the cancer. So, of course, just mind you, going back, I work in nursing, so I've seen cancer. I've seen so many things with chemo, and I knew in my heart that if I ever found out I had cancer, that I was not going to go chemo or radiation or any of that. I did not believe that. I thought it was barbaric. I've watched people suffer with it and still die. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go see these doctors anyway and hear them out. Of course, you've got your family on your back, so you're like, you got to do what they're asking you to do. So I went in and I listened, and of course they told me they were going to have to do extensive chemo on me, radiation, and most likely take my left breast off. And of course I got really emotional, and I finally, after the emotion went by, I got angry. And I asked the doctor, I said, the oncologist and the surgeon, I said, I've got a question. And they said, sure. And I said, about my diet. And they said, well, what about your diet? I said, well, sugar. Sugar, you know, that's how cancer is fed. Oh, we don't believe in that stuff. That there, right there, told me, I got up out of my chair, and I looked at her and I said, I have to go. And she said, Lori, we can only give you 30 days to think about it. She said, this is very fast, invasive. And I said, well, I need to go. So I left. And when I walked out of her room, I felt a peace that I can't speak or tell anybody about, because it was my feeling. It just was so peaceful. And I knew right there that God was leading me into a different direction. And I think it was because when I was taking care of this gentleman, which why I will not name names because it's not right. I don't know how the family would feel. This person I was taking care of had cancer and was very, very sick. He went to literally bones with chemo and was puking profusely. And I remember when I was rolling him, I would say, Lord, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be. Well, a month later, after he died, I found out I had the cancer. So it led me into deciding to go the alternative. I prayed to the Lord. I asked the Lord, okay, I walked out of that doctor's office. Now it's in your hands, and I'm in your hands. And I believe that God gave us nature. He gave us a way to heal our bodies. Our bodies can heal themselves. I believe that the reason why our bodies become sick is because of our own doing. We, the way we eat, the way we take care of it, the way we let stress get in our lives, the way we just conduct ourselves, mind, emotional, everything, it all connects. Spiritually, especially spiritually. So I decided to go alternative. So I came home, and the first thing I did was say, okay, Lord, you have to show me what you want me to do. You have to show me the right direction, what to take, what to do. Well, the first thing I knew to do was completely change my diet. I completely got rid of processed foods, sugar, everything that contaminated my body. I even changed my dish liquid, my laundry detergent, my beauty products, my hair stuff, everything, to get rid of all the toxins. I even did it for my family. So then a couple days later, I went to get on Facebook, and I never see this on Facebook, not once, but there was a article about the truth about cancer by Ty Bollinger, and I said, oh, what's that? So I got into it, and it was 9 episodes, documentaries on how to cure cancer naturally. And I said, okay, Lord, I've never seen this out of all the years I've been on Facebook, and then this happens to me, and I've asked you to show me, and this pops up. Okay, so this is the beginning. So between changing my diet, changing all the chemicals and everything, I started researching into what I could take. So I started taking B17, apricot seeds. I mean, there's a whole thing on apricot seeds and what it's about. There's a whole thing on the Budwig diet that I'm on. I mean, that right there is another show. So I feel like God has shown me a lot of things. And first of all, to start there, I had a lot going on in my life. A lot of past stuff. I had a lot of things going on in my job, which was very stressful. So like I said, everything brought me to this point. So I thought, okay, this cancer just didn't come upon me for nothing. There had to be something to slow me down. And I believe that God was showing me that I spent so much time in my stress and my problems and my daily life that I was putting him on the back burner. I was like, okay, God, I have time for you here and there. And I never stopped thinking about him daily, but I just let everything get to me. And I think God uses things. He does not cause it. I don't believe that God causes pain and suffering. That is not who he is. He's love. I believe that he uses it, though, to bring us closer to him. And he has done that. So.
This is
I started to get emotional, so I stopped.
Yeah, that's okay. You go ahead and say what you need to say, and let's hear some more. This is interesting because we have known some people that had this experience, and they themselves, they changed their diets, they changed the way they did things, and there was some pretty good improvement in their life. So where are you now? I mean, what's going on?
Right now, as a matter of fact, when I found out I had stage 2B cancer, breast cancer, a little while after that, when I was going through the 9-episode documentary of The Truth About Cancer, that's where I learned that the worst thing I could have done was have a mammogram with a lump like that and have a biopsy, because when you have a mammogram, it squishes the tumor, which spreads the cancer. And then when you go get a biopsy on top of it, which they already knew, and that's why the doctor acted the way he did, he pretty much already knew that was cancer. He had me go get the biopsy, and I didn't know this, that when they tear it apart, it's already spreading. So that spread me to a stage 3. And I found that out a couple months later when I went for an ultrasound. So that was my first mistake. So anyways, where I am now is I did start a protocol that was with my alternative doctor, which wasn't working, which was a bunch of herbs and things like that. Now, don't get me wrong, herbs does work, but there's a lot more to than just getting herbs and measuring your tumor. And she, when I found out as I went on with her, she was more alternative mixed with chemo and everything. And, of course, when she started pushing tamoxifen, which is very bad for women, which causes cancer and other bad side effects, why would you want to put a cancer patient on something that causes cancer? So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you doctors, you're ready to treat the symptoms, but you're never ready to find the cause. You got to find the cause. So I kept talking to her because I said, well, I have estrogen-driven dominance, is the word they use, cancer. So if I have estrogen dominance cancer, then why aren't you talking to me about my estrogen? So if I've got a lot of estrogen going on here, shouldn't we be taking care of that to help slow down the tumor? Because even if you take the left breast off, then there's a problem later once you say that I may be in remission, that don't you think if I've got an estrogen problem, it's going to come after the right breast? Now, none of them want to talk about it. They even shut me down. Send you to an oncologist. I said, look, you're going right back to the oncologist. You're going right back to chemo. You're going right back. You people need to find out what the cause is. And this is what the problem is with our medical system. You don't think about the cause. You just think about the symptom. And that's why people are all on medications. They're not taking care of what needs to be taken care of. So I decided I was going to start doing my own research. So I found this doctor on the 9 documentary episodes of The Truth About Cancer, and she is a chiropractor, and her mother had breast cancer. Her mother died of it doing the chemo way. Well, then she found out years later that she had breast cancer, and she said, no way, I'm not going my mother's way. So she decided to do alternative, and she beat it. And, of course, she did what I'm talking about, is finding the cause and not treating the symptom. So I started going on her site, and I started picking out some things that I'm taking now, and I've totally changed my diet to a complete plant-based diet. I'm on the Budwig protocol, which is it sounds funny, but it's cottage cheese mixed with flax oil. To explain it, the Budwig flaxseed and cottage protocol is a potent cancer treatment. The Dr. Budwig was born in Germany in 1908. She had been referred to as a top European cancer research scientist, biochemist, blood specialist. And she came up with this cottage cheese that you mix with flax oil, and it's a powerful healing because when it mixes together, the saturated fats, which is the good fats, it mixes with the rich sulfur, that's the protein that's in cottage cheese, and it has a reaction, like an electron-rich action, and it produces like an oil water soluble, and it absorbs into the cell membrane, your cancer cell membrane, and causes it to have more oxygen, which cancer can't live in an oxygenated body, in oxygenated cells. So she found that it was killing the cancer. And she was doing this to thousands and thousands of patients. So I'm on that protocol. I'm on the vitamin B17, which is apricot kernels. And, of course, we all know that with apricot seeds, it all goes back to the day when God says that he had given us the seeds and the plants of the field for our good, for our food. So I started believing in, I mean, I've always believed in that anyways. I believed in God's natural ways. I believe in our body's healing. I'm also doing coffee enemas, which in the Gershon diet, if you go on that site, coffee enemas, which most people are like, ooh, coffee enemas are known to cleanse the colon and to cleanse the liver from all the toxins that are in our body, which is part of what causes cancer and all kinds of diseases. Unless you get rid of those toxins, that the bacteria and metals and fungus and yeast and candida, and get the digestive tract on, you know, going, then you can't heal yourself from these diseases. And of course, you've heard the words before, death begins in the colon. So back, you know, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, all of them were using enemas back then. It's like a powerful antioxidant, which is glutathione. Glutathione protects cellular damage to the DNA and stimulates the removal of toxic waste from the cells. So, and it also boosts your glutathione production up to 700% in the small intestine. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things that I've learned that God has led me to. And every time I pray to him about this, I get all these things that pop up. So I say, okay, Lord. And, you know, after starting all this, I've noticed all the fog that I was feeling. I would fall asleep. I actually, to be honest with you, I got to tell you this is a testimony, and I don't care if anybody believes it. I was falling asleep in the middle of the day when I was driving home from work, and I remember coming home and telling my husband, I'm falling asleep in the car. I feel like I'm ready to fall asleep, and so he started getting worried about me. And he kept telling me, open your window, slap yourself in the face when you feel like that. Well, I was driving home one afternoon, and just before I found out I had cancer, and I was driving, and I fell asleep, literally fell asleep. I was out, and I was driving. And I don't know how long. It could have been a few minutes. It probably was, because I would have had no control of the car. But I felt something hit me, nudge me on my shoulder. And it woke me like I was scared. I was like, oh, my word, what was that? And when I looked, I was on the other side of the road with a car coming face to face to me. And I swung my car to the right, and I slowed my car down, and my body was shaking. So I knew something was wrong with me, but I mean, just to be nudged like that was, I was like, okay, that was an angel. There was something that woke me up, or I would have been dead. So
yeah, that was an angel. No question about that.
No question about it. None. No question. And so
how are you feeling now, physically and stuff? Has this made you feel better?
Physically, I am feeling like I could run a marathon. I have to say that, like my doctor said, Lori, you need to get in and you need to have all this stuff done to you or you're going to die. And I said, look, if God wants me to die, he will take me when he says. But I can tell you this, and I told this to the doctor, we have a day when we were born. He gave us that birthday, and it's written. And I said, and it's also written the day we're going to die. So if God wanted me to die in that car accident that day when that car was coming at me, that would have been my day. If God wants me to die with this cancer, then I'm going to die whether I do chemo or not. And so I feel that as long as I am putting my trust and faith in God, and most people would say, well, sometimes you can put your trust and faith in God, but maybe it's not the way he wanted you to go. I really believe that when I walked out of that office from her that day, I felt a peace beyond what I can tell anybody. I did not feel fear.
Have you had any diagnosis, or has the growth gone down that you know of, or?
When I went in for my ultrasound, that's when they told me again that I had stage 3, and that that's when I knew that I had to change my protocol, that the one that the doctor had me on was not working. So that's when I did more research and decided that I was going to go on the Budweig. That's when God showed me the Budweig diet, and I read all the testimonies of breast cancer and different things of people that it worked well with them. So I said, okay, then I'm going to go on it. And then I went on the B17, and I went on, I started doing vitamin C injections and things like that. And so my doctor had told me, well, if you're on this stuff, you've got to give it some time to work before we do another ultrasound, because there would be no sense in going in for an ultrasound just to be told the same thing. At this point, do I feel like my tumor has grown? Because I can see the tumor. And because I've lost so much weight, I can see the tumor and I can feel it. So I can tell it hasn't grown any more than what the ultrasound showed before, because I can tell. So my thing is, I am giving the stuff that I started, which has been almost 2 months now. They want me to give it at least 3 months for this stuff to kick in, and then I'm going for another ultrasound. But right now, as we speak, I have a lot of energy. All the fog that I felt, all the falling to sleep during the day that I didn't understand why, is all gone. I'm stable with my weight. I went from 155 pounds to 125 pounds. I'm stable at 125, and I've been there for 3 months. So, yeah.
Now, for those people who are listening and everything, Lori also, she's requested prayer. She's had prayer cloths sent. I'm sure she's gone and is believing God to heal her. So it's not like you're trying to do everything through some natural type thing. I mean, you're doing what God has called you or showing you how to have the body heal itself, but you're still believing and thanking God that you will be healed, and you're actually going through the healing process even as we speak.
Yes, and if I truly didn't believe that I was to not go this way, I probably would have thought about it a little the other way, but I, for some reason, I think emotionally I could sit there and say, well, you know, maybe I should go the other way and all that, but I don't feel it. I never felt it. I think it's ever since that one patient when I kept saying, God, there's got to be more than this. You meant for our bodies to heal a different way. This was not meant for us to go through this chemo that all it does is it brings the cancer back. There are a lot of patients who have had chemo. Their cancers come back. It destroys your immune system. I said, God, how could we use something that would destroy our immune system? You didn't make our bodies to do that. You created our bodies to be different. Our bodies weren't meant for our immune systems to go down so far to the brink of death. I don't believe that. And I never believed that radiation was good for our bodies. I just don't. And I've always believed that God gave us all these cures through his nature, through the plants, the seeds, the way we eat, everything. If somehow my cancer grew, somehow our cancer, our tumors grow, it came from something. It came from us not taking care of our bodies. It came from eating processed foods, chemicals, stress, spiritually, when we're not close to God and we're allowing things to happen in our lives that, you know, we're living in an anxious world. People are not taking care of themselves and they wonder why they end up sick. I did not end up sick for nothing. I brought it on myself. And now it's time to reverse it.
Amen.
And I believe that God has given us that stuff to reverse it through what he has created. He gave us everything on this earth to take care of ourselves.
Amen.
Well, Lori, we've got two prayer chains that we're in touch with, and if it's okay with you, we're going to add you to those prayer chains for healing, okay?
Thank you so much.
We're happy to do that because we want to see the Lord turn this thing around because we believe in healing. We believe in laying on of hands, sending out the prayer clause. And we believe that the word teaches us that by his stripes we are healed. And we're going to believe
yes.
that. And when we do the right thing, when we do our part, the Lord will do his part.
And I totally believe that. And that's why every day I pray to him. My quiet time, believe it or not, is when I am on the floor doing my enemas. I know that sounds crazy. I even sing Amazing Grace while I'm doing it, okay? I told that to my pastor. So, now, I do have one thing I would like to say.
Go ahead. We have 2 minutes. The 2 minutes are yours. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to end this, if this would help others. I would like people to know this is a learning experience. I don't consider this a curse at all from God. I consider it a blessing because God has shown me things about myself through this that otherwise I would not have grown in the faith. What and how we deal with trials builds our character, and I do still believe in miracles. Just because I do not see God right here standing in front of me, or I can't touch his garment, I pray that God will use me as an instrument, that he will heal me, and that I will be able to help those that are going through the same thing.
Amen. Amen. Quick question for you. Perhaps in a month or two, could we have a follow-up and have you come on in the show in like another month or two and see how things are going?
I would love to.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We're going to be praying for you. I'm always here. You know how to get a hold of me or Pastor Charlie. And we're believing with you, sister, that you are going to be just perfect in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you so much. God bless the both of you.
All right. Thank you again for calling, and have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anything you want to wrap it up with, Pastor Charlie? We've got about 20 seconds.
No, that's good. We need to pray. Lord, just touch Lori, heal her, and make her whole in Jesus' name because we declare by your word that by your stripes we are healed, and we believe it, and we claim it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for listening. We will see you Tuesday. God bless, and remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless.